Our Hebrew Bible reading this evening is a text often read at weddings, and so it ought to be. This book is overflowing with lyrical poems of love and beauty organized as a lengthy dialogue between a young woman and her lover. However, early Hebrew and Christian scholars have also long maintained that the love story is actually an allegory of God's love for humankind and the intensity of divine love within the human heart. Whichever way one chooses to interpret, the overwhelming theme within this book is love. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "We must discover the power of love, the redemptive power of love. And when we discover that, we will be able to make of this old world a new world, for love is the only way." There's power in love. A power not to be underestimated or even over-sentimentalized. When we are loved, and when we know it and sense when someone cares for us, it actually feels right. There's something right about it, and there's a reason for it. The reason has to do precisely with the source. We were made by a power of love, and our lives are meant to be lived in and through that love. That's why we are here, and our gospel story this evening illumines yet another wise and wondrous slant for what that love looks like in God's reign. The greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader as if he were the one who serves. This statement is probably the simplest and most powerful definition of following Jesus that is found in all the Gospels. It's also a challenging and subversive view of discipleship. Have any of you ever had an image of the disciples being heroic, larger-than-life figures living in a continual state of wonder and awe at what Jesus did? Well, I certainly have. But I wonder if being a disciple then was actually any different than being a disciple now, and whether they were so unlike us or like us. Some of them, we know what they did, and it wasn't generally that impressive. Denying Jesus, betraying him, arguing amongst themselves about who would be regarded as the greatest. The disciples, it would seem, were fickle and imperfect. So Jesus, in his love, took this opportunity to correct them, for their sake and for the sake of the gospel. To love in God's reign means to become little, small, young, and lead with a servant's heart. Walking in faith often takes the form of innumerable small decisions to accept our own littleness and to walk in the light of the gospel. And it may not seem that we end up doing anything that's terribly remarkable. But acts of service done in love are remarkable and do far more than we can ever imagine. Just look at Christ on the cross. God's love for us is sacrificial, and in so doing, this love becomes redemptive. And that way of unselfish, sacrificial, redemptive love transforms. Dr. King was right. We must discover love, the redemptive power of love. And when we do that, we will make of this old world a new world. Amen.